Now let us take a look at two special relief seals, engraved as the text, Tours de Japan in the East, and Britain and European countries in the West, and footprints across Britain, France, Italy, Switzerland, Germany, Japan, India, and the Philippines. During the 1950s to 60s, Professor Chow visited many countries where he gave exhibitions and lectures. These two seals, carved in 1954, are a testament to his travels during that period, and more importantly, his devotion to promoting Chinese art. After his tumultuous younger years due to war, he settled in Hong Kong in the 1950s, harboring the ambition to elevate Chinese art in the eyes of the world. He embarked on an intercontinental tour to cities like Tokyo, London, Paris, and Rome, among others. Wherever he went, he would not only organize exhibitions, but also demonstrate calligraphy and painting at universities to introduce Western audiences to the beauty of Chinese ink art. He was a pioneer in such a systematic showcase of art through international exhibitions and lecture tours. Professor Chow had a refined appreciation for seal carving and was an avid collector of seals. He met several seal carving masters in the Lingnan region during his travels, such as Deng Uriah's disciple Zhang Shengning. These two seals were crafted by Zhang in commemoration of the years Professor Chow spent traveling. On his journeys, he continued sketching exotic plants and landscapes, creating abundant sketches and photographs that would become important materials for his later works. From the perspective of Eastern aesthetics, he reimagined Western landmarks such as the Colosseum and the Arch of Constantine through ink art, infusing his personal style into a novel portrayal of these famous sites. Try looking for traces of these two seals throughout the gallery. They may be hidden in the corner of Professor Chow's landscape and landmark paintings, waiting for you to retrace his artistic journey of leaving footprints of ink around the world.